To fight the heat, you are what you eat. Good nutrition can help you combat the heat wave that has come to our town this week. Marisa Van Dommelen with the State Department of Health says these foods will help fight the dehydration that occurs when the thermometer climbs past 100 degrees.
Cucumbers are high in water. Iceberg lettuce is high in water. Celery, eggplant, radishes, green peppers, tomatoes, cauliflower, broccoli, watermelon, melons.
It's going to stay hot in the Mesilla Valley all summer, and Van Dommelen says there's more than one way to serve these heat-beating dishes through the 2 months of summer that lie ahead.
Well, right now in the summer, it's probably better if you just consume them fresh, but even if they were to steam them, they still have the same water content.
Finding variety and being consistent can help keep your energy level high when the sun beats down, according to Van Dommelen.
So what people can do is they can make smoothies. They can eat more fruits as snack or as dessert, and then they can have a salad. So just having a salad at lunch and at dinner can help a lot.
Doñana County now has several cooling stations available for residents. The temporary centers are designed for the elderly and travelers passing through Doñana County. They're now in Doñana, Vado, Chaparral, and Radium Springs. Roswell detectives are investigating the cause of death of a man whose body was found Wednesday morning in an alley in the eastern part of Roswell. The Roswell Daily Record is reporting police have identified the man, but they've not released his name or age. It was discovered just before 10 a.m. by a woman who thought he'd passed out. Police are saying the death is suspicious. California's attorney general has blocked state-funded travel to Texas and three other states in response to what he considers anti-LGBT rights laws enacted this year. Democratic Attorney General Xavier Becerra added Texas, Alabama, South Dakota, and Kentucky to the list of places where state employee travel is restricted. For the Bravo Mike Radio Network, I'm Jack Nixon reporting. Trump keeps his hands off the organs. Good news for the Oregon Mountains. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is recommending no reduction in size of the two New Mexico National Monuments, but is seeking some changes as to how they are managed. NMPolitics.net is reporting the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post obtained and reported on Sunday evening about Zinke's previously secret recommendations to Donald Trump. And there'll be no changes in Doñana County as far as the size. When he visited Doñana County, Zinke tried to reassure people that there wasn't likely to be much change.
A monument is on federal land. So it was public land before, it's public land after, and so any revision is still going to be public land. And both the president and I agree that we're not advocates for selling or transferring a public land.
A longtime reporter at an Albuquerque TV station has died after the news helicopter he was piloting crashed in central New Mexico. 64-year-old Bob Martin was pronounced dead at the crash scene Saturday night. KRQE-TV said Martin worked for the station for more than 20 years, frequently shooting, writing, and editing stories. It wasn't clear if Martin was headed to cover a story at the crash. The helicopter crashed in the rugged terrain north of Carrizozo. A sign language interpreter at a September 8th Manatee County meeting about Hurricane Irma reportedly confused some of the viewers, warning about pizza and later a bear monster. The New York Times reported the interpreter used was Marshall Green, a lifeguard who has a deaf brother. Howard A. Rosenblum, chief executive of the National Association of the Deaf, said the interpreter was atrocious. The county said through a spokesman it's searching for a sign language vendor for future emergencies. For the Bravo Mike Radio Network, I'm Jack Nixon reporting.